I'm going to tell a story tonight about a part of my gender affirmation journey. Just a quick check. Does everyone know what top surgery is? It's like 7 people. Cool. All right. For those of you who don't know what top surgery is, it's where you pay a surgeon to remove your tits and the support of your mother's side of the family all at once. My insurance covered that. But I had my top surgery in 2022. Thank you. And up until that point, every night when I went to bed, I would pray that I would wake up different, that my body would change, and I would finally feel like the person that I thought and knew that I was. When I woke up from my top surgery, it was like that prayer had been answered. And it was perfect. It was beautiful. Except there was some tissue that they had left under both my arms. It looked like a really unfortunate pair of wings. It was breast tissue, and my wife affectionately named it my fat flaps. So that tells you what kind of marriage we have. So there I was, a year after my top surgery, with my fat flaps, in the doctor's office, trying to convince these two white men that I knew that this was breast tissue still on my body. And so after some convincing, they were like, okay, we can get rid of that. Be a really quick, simple procedure, probably like 90 minutes, maybe 3 weeks recovery. And I was like, cool, let's do it. So they schedule me for it. I go in. Everything's normal. Surgery's done. Recovery's fine. I wake up. My wife comes to collect me. We go home. I'm fine. The next morning I wake up. I'm fine. She has a best friend come over and stay with me because she has to go to work. And I'm like, no, I don't need anybody. I got this. This is nothing like the first top surgery. It was just 2 snips. I'm done. So as I'm laying on the couch, I wake up from a nap. And I feel all of this pressure on my chest. And it's like fluid there. You know, have you ever shaken like a half-empty bottle of orange juice? It was making that kind of sound. Just sloshing back and forth. I know. That is the correct response. Sloshing back and forth. And I was like, okay, I'm fine. We're good. What I'm going to do is go to the bathroom. Because maybe I had too much to drink. And I just needed to pee a little bit. So when I got up, I was sweating. And I was like, okay, I feel like I have a fever. Maybe I should call the doctor. I didn't. Because I'm responsible. I'm also a millennial, so that should... But no, I didn't because I was so afraid of not being believed. Because I'm queer, I'm trans, and I'm black. And in this country, that's like a negative bingo. So I thought to myself, if I could just get upstairs and get my thermometer, I can take my temperature, and then I can prove to the doctor that I have a fever and something is wrong. Because I knew that something was wrong. So I got up. And I tried to go up the stairs to go to the bathroom, and I collapsed immediately. Blackout. Freaked my wife's best friend out. She came over, picked me up, and she was like, what are you doing? And I was like, no, I need the thermometer. We got to get to the thermometer. And she was like, no, shut up. Let me call your wife. And so my wife came, and we went to the emergency room. And I get there, and I'm like, hey, I feel like there's some fluid on my chest. I'm having some trouble breathing. Could we, like, you know, do some type of scan to figure out what's going on? And they were like, heard, understood. If you would take this bag of fluids and let us attach it to you, that will make you better. And I was like, I didn't go to doctor school. But I feel like if I already have fluid on my chest, additional fluid is probably not needed. But they hooked me up anyway. And as I was sitting in the waiting room, I saw that they were attaching bags of fluid to everyone and also giving them these cups to pee in. And I was like, babe, I think it's some type of conspiracy. they're just trying to get everybody's urine. And I said, look at me. No matter how badly I have to go to the bathroom, they are not going to get my pee today. And they hooked me up to like 3 different IVs. And I was there for hours and I didn't pee once. The proudest moment of my life. So after all of that waiting, the doctor came in and he was like, can you explain to me what happened? And I was like, sure. I had top surgery revision yesterday. My original top surgery was in 2022. I think there's some complications from the surgery. And he was like, Top surgery, you say? I was like, yes. And he was like, is that a fun little term you just came up with? And I was like, no. It's a widely known thing. I had my breast removed. Like, what is happening right now? And he was like, oh, I never heard that before. And I was like, do you have many trans patients? And he said, so. And I was like, ah, cool. Got it. And he gave me the option of either being admitted that night, but he didn't really think I needed to be, or I could go home where I would probably be fine. And so the way that he put it made me feel like I would be too much of a burden if I were to stay at the hospital. So I said, no, I'll just go home. I'll be fine. So we go home. I wake up the next day. Spoiler, not fine. I call my surgeon's office. I'm not going to say the name of the hospital, but it's like Benjamin Rectangle, I think. You get that? Cool. So I call my surgeon, and I'm like, all of these horrible things are happening. I got all this fluid on my chest. I feel like I can't breathe. What should I do? They were like, come in. I go into the office. They stick this huge syringe in and start taking the fluid off of my chest. And they ended up taking 500 cc's off. Okay. I thought that was a smaller amount until I said it out loud. So they took 500 cc's off, and the doctor was like, you don't look like you're doing too well. I'm like, no, I don't. And he was like, you know what? Let's admit you. You'll stay at the hospital a couple days, and we'll figure out what's going on. So they admit me that night. My wife decides not to stay with me because she loves our son more than she loves me. So there I am in the room by myself. And they didn't hook me up to anything. Not an IV, not a heart monitor, nothing. They just gave me a remote and was like, yeah, we'll be back to hook you up to stuff. And then never came back. And so I woke up the next morning and then all of these doctors were in the room. And I had never seen them before. And the lead one was like, hey, I'm Dr. Zach. And I was like, you are not a doctor. Because Zach is not a doctor's name. And he was like, yeah, no, we're going to get you fixed up and get you out of here today. And I was like, cool. I can't walk to the bathroom by myself. How am I going to go home? And so he was like, okay, fair point. So they do all of these tests. They confirm what I had been saying the whole time, that there was a complication from the surgery. All of this fluid kept building up because they didn't put any drains in after I had my surgery. So I had the fun experience of being awake while they put a drain in. Do not recommend it. It's like a 0 out of 5 stars. Don't ever do it if you have the chance. It was horrifying. So after that, I was like, hey, I'm not really in a lot of pain, but I do have a headache. Do you have like some Tylenol, some ibuprofen that I could have just for the headache? And they were like, well, we don't have any Tylenol, but we do have morphine. Which I feel like they skipped a couple steps between Tylenol and morphine. And I was like, you know what? No, I actually don't want the morphine. And she was like, I understand. Would you like some fentanyl? Don't ever go to Benjamin Rectangle, just telling you. And so after that, I'm resting up. I still can't like walk around a lot on my own. And so they had me in this like special bed that if you put a foot on the floor, this loud alarm went off and told everyone on the floor that you were being a bad person for trying to get out of the bed. And so my nurse would come in and she would be like, "Ty, you can't get out of the bed on your own. Let me help you to the bathroom." And I'm like, okay, all right, cool. I loved her. She was wonderful. She just didn't let me get out of the bed on my own. So what I did was Google how to turn the alarm off on the bed. My wife watched me do it the whole time. So I turned the alarm off on the bed, and I got to go to the bathroom by myself until she came in and realized that I had turned the alarm off. And then she turned it right back on. But she was probably the best thing that I had at the hospital. She took walks with me around the ward. She talked to me. She brought me ice chips and water. And she told me that I was going to be okay. And on my last day at the hospital, she switched her shift so she could be my morning nurse, so she could see me before I left. And the whole experience made me scared for a very long time. And this happened in October. But it made me scared for a very long time because this was supposed to be a quick surgery, no complications. And I didn't tell anyone besides my wife because it was supposed to be simple. And here I was dying. I felt like I was dying. My wife thought that I was dying. And I didn't tell anyone because they didn't know about that initial surgery. And so I felt guilty calling them now to let them know that I might not make it to see tomorrow. But as I laid in the hospital, uncertain of what was going to happen, the only thing I didn't regret was going through with my gender affirmation journey, because I would have died either way without it. It saved my life, even though it almost killed me. And I'm standing here today just proud of myself, proud of making that choice, proud of making through that, proud of being strong enough to stand up here today without my blood bag, as my wife affectionately called it. Yeah, and she didn't want to get up here and tell the story, so she's in the back. You should talk to her after this. But once I got out of the hospital and I had all of the stuff off, I still had like a lot of swelling. No fat flaps, but still a lot of swelling. And so as we were driving home, still feeling kind of down, still feeling kind of sad, my wife looks at me and says, "You did all of that work to have your tits removed, and they grew right back." Thank you.